This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, underlining that war will not bring any solution. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan, Mr. Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Misri said that the two leaders also discussed the issue related to the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals in the Russian army.
With the support of the Russian side, a number of Indian nationals have in recent months been able to return to India. We understand that currently embassy is pursuing around 20 cases with the Russian side, and we very much hope that all of these individuals can be released.
Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. PM Modi stated that he had a very good meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The two leaders reviewed the full range of relations between their two nations and also discussed ways to deepen ties in futuristic sectors. Replying to a media query, the Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister Modi will also hold a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan today. Minister for State for Rural Development Dr. Chandrasekhar Pethmasani described urban land management as the foundation for economic growth, industrial development and social harmony. Addressing the concluding session of a workshop on modern technologies in survey-resurvey for urban land records in New Delhi yesterday, the minister emphasized that accurate land records are the backbone of socio-economic planning, public service delivery and conflict resolution. He also noted that land administration must evolve to ensure equitable development. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Narendra Modi government will continue to facilitate countries' Sikh communities' access to their holy sites. An under-construction building collapsed in Bapusapalya in Bengaluru last evening, leaving one person dead. Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar, who visited the spot, has informed that when the building collapsed, there were 21 workers inside, out of which 14 are rescued and the operation is on to rescue others. 7 injured workers are admitted to the hospital. He informed that the workers are from Bihar and Andhra Pradesh. He added that the case will be booked against the contractor and the owner of the building for constructing a multi-story building without plan approval. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached movable properties worth over 319 crore rupees of Unitech International Realty Fund and 16 crore rupees of Sahana Builders Private Limited. The properties were attached under the provision of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. In Nepal, the Kohilpur municipality of Banke district in Gandaki province has banned the use of plastic flowers and garlands in the wake of the Tihar and Chhat festivals. A public notice was issued from the Kohilpur municipality office informing the public that plastic flowers were banned from distribution and sale at the local level. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated host Malaysia 4-2 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia yesterday. The Indian team continued its winning streak in the tournament, registering its third win in a row under new coach P.R. Srijesh. Earlier, India beat Japan 4-2 and Great Britain 6-4 in the first two rounds. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.